Well, Doctor, I'm me. I smoke too much. I drink too much. I never like to go to bed. But when I go to bed, I never like to have to get up. I sleep with women. I'm not much on men. Necrophilism. That's with dead bodies. Leaves me cold. I never watch the clock, and it doesn't pay much attention to me. I write poems, and I read them out loud. I lie, I cry, I laugh, I cheat, I steal when I can. I must have an iron constitution, as I've been abusing it for years, to an extent which would kill a good horse in a matter of hours. I love people, rich and poor people, dumb as well as smart people, people who like poetry and people who never heard of poetry. I'm life's most devoted, most passionate, most shameless lover. I must be. And I like a good party and a good time and applause and lots of pats on my back. I am me, and I know me. I've sung a few songs in 39 years, just for the pleasure of singing. But now I've come to a point in my life when I think I have something to say. I'm about to write an opera with Stravinsky, a play on my own, my first, called Under Milkwood. And I've been offered to play the lead in a play on Broadway. Things are looking up. But I'm spitting a lot of blood and blacking out more often than I'm used to. And, well, I think I had a touch of the DTs this past week, as I've started seeing little things that aren't there. Mice, for example. Miss Meg Stewart, my friend, suggested that I come to see you, Doctor, as it's entirely possible, and not a little ironic. Now that things are finally looking up, that I'm dying. My God.